Yeah. Talking about being chased, the vicarage backing onto St Stephen's Field.
Oh, do you remember the vicarage?
Yes.
Before it was burnt down?
Yes.
Oh, tell me about it.
That was scrumping paradise, because all the fruit trees and that all round the garden, and we did get caught there one day. I can't remember. I'd either gone over the fence or put somebody over the fence, and the vicar came out. And actually, my brothers were recalling the same thing happened to them, but it was the vicar's daughter that came running down the garden. But yes, I mean, heart sinner. Not long after we moved up on the estate, because he was always walking around, isn't he? Banging on the door, you know, come in, have a cup of tea. And
well, he came. We asked him to come because we just moved up there in 1970 and Adam was 3 months old. We got him to come because we didn't want him christened in that church. We wanted christened in the same church as Tim had been christened, which was Christ Church along Verulam Road,
okay.
Which is no longer there, because that's where we got married. And Tim was christened there, so obviously we wanted Adam christened there. And that's the only time he ever came in and spoke.
That's right.
Because, you know, we didn't want to snub him or anything. Because he did a lot of good work, didn't he?
His mode of transport was good, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Sitting in Checker Street one day, the door opens and he gets.
Yeah.
That happened to my brothers as well. We were sitting in the car at the traffic lights. I was like, going my way. I'm seeing
talking about. Well, remember we went to a wedding there. I would have said it would have been about 1965. We went to a wedding and he'd got football boots on underneath his...
Yeah, and the choir had all got ready for football.
And as soon as they got out, as soon as he got out the door, he got this portable radio out, listened to the football.
Imagine the noise of the football boots on the stone floor.
Yeah.